USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are calls for the Labor Secretary to step down in connection with his role in the 2008 plea deal with accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. At that time, Secretary Alex Acosta was a federal prosecutor for Miami. He's accused of cutting victims out of the negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Acosta should resign.
He should step down, and the president should call him out. The president was aware of this case when he nominated him for the cabinet.
But the president says he didn't know about it.
I have to look at it very carefully, but you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 23 points. The S&P 500 up 4, and the NASDAQ up 43. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkleman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident, but I think it's clear at this point that this was a preventable tragedy.
A federal appeals court panel is grilling attorneys general about whether the Affordable Care Act violates the Constitution. They're weighing whether to uphold a Texas judge's ruling that strikes down the health care reform law. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's likely to end up back at the Supreme Court.
I think the important thing for the public to know is there's nobody in the Senate not in favor of covering pre-existing conditions. Nobody.
The High Court narrowly ruled in favor of the law in 2012. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A toddler has died on a cruise ship. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Toddler Chloe Wiegland was on a Royal Caribbean cruise in Puerto Rico with her family and died after falling out of an 11th floor window in a kid's play area. The family says it happened after the grandfather put the toddler on a wood railing, expecting there to be glass there. However, there was no glass and the toddler fell to her death. An attorney for the Wiegland family, Michael Winkleman, says the accident was preventable.
Royal Caribbean needs to answer this question. So why would you ever, in a kid's play area, put windows that passengers can open? I mean, we've all had that experience where someone walks into a glass sliding door thinking it's not there. This is the inverse of that. And it was reasonable for Sam, the grandfather, to think that this was all glass, because from his perspective, it was all glass.
Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and the Dave Matthews Band will headline Farm Aid 2019 when the Music and Food Festival visits Wisconsin in September. Farm Aid says the farming economy this year resembles how things were when Nelson founded the organization in 1985. Nelson says devastating weather, low prices, and current farm and federal trade policies are harming small farmers. Farm Aid 2019 will be Saturday, September 21st at Alpine Music Theater in East Troy, Wisconsin, marking the second time that Farm Aid has brought its music and food festival to the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.